弟兄姐妹姊妹平安。今天正道的经文是提摩太前书六章二节下到十九节。你要以此教训人，劝勉人，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是至高至大，以我所知专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒纷争，毁谤万义，并那坏了心术、丧失真理之人的真境。他们以敬虔为得力的门路，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你，要守这命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。到了日期，那可称颂独有全能万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归于他，阿门。你们要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后赐万物给我们享受的神。又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己集成美好的根基，预备将来叫他们持定那真正的生命。 Today's Bible reading, 1 Timothy chapter 2 to 19. These are the things you are to teach and urge on them. If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talks, evil suspicions, and constant frictions between men of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptations and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kind of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made a good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who among us, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable lights, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. 感谢神的话语。下面我们请黄老师为我们证道。
各位平安。It is Christmas time.
又到了圣诞节的时机。
It is a holiday season.
这是一个度假的时节。
It is also a spending season, right?
这是也是一个买买买的时机。
好，我应该是不用用哪个？好 ，OK, doesn't matter. Yes, it is indeed.A season hijacked by commercials.
的确，这个时节，这个节期已经被各种各样的商业广告所绑架了。
Christmas is more than spending and eating.
圣诞节并不仅仅限于买买买和吃吃吃。
It should be a season for us to reflect on the birth of Jesus and the salvation he brought to mankind.
这个时节也是我们需要思考耶稣的降生以及他带给人类的拯救的一个时节。
Of course, it is also a season to reflect on money.
当然，这个时节也是我们去思考金钱的一个好的时机。
Australians love dogs.
澳大利亚人很喜欢狗。
We see many people walk their dogs daily.
我们每天都能看见很多人在遛狗。
However, we sometimes also see the pictures of dog walking men.
然而，我们有的时候也能看见狗遛人的画面。
The difference between these two is who is in control.
这两者的区别就是谁占主导权。
Man walks the dog is the man who controls.
当人遛狗的时候，就是人控制着狗。
He walks, dog walks.
人走狗也走。
He stops, dog stops.
人停狗也停。
When the dog walks a man, it is just opposite.
当狗遛人的时候，情况却恰恰相反。
It is the dog who is controlling.
就是狗在占主导权。
Dog runs, man runs.
狗跑，人也跟着跑。
A dog stops, man stops.
当狗停下来的时候，人也停下来。
A similar phenomenon happens between man and money.
人和金钱之间也出现了同样的问题。
Money should be a tool for men to use.
金钱应该是被人使用的一种工具。
Money is so powerful that it always takes control over men.
但是金钱却如此的强大，它却常常能够控制人。
It makes you sad when you want to buy something, but do not have enough money for it.
当你想要买什么东西，种草许久却没有钱去买的时候，你会很难过。
It makes you so happy when you can buy in something you have longed for so long.
当你有一个什么东西想要买了很久，却终于可以有钱去买的时候，你就会很开心。
It seems that money is in control of our happiness and sadness.
可见金钱可以控制我们的快乐和悲伤。
These days we can hardly survive without money.
在现在这个时代，我们没有钱几乎就可以说活不下去了。
We have to deal with money every day.
我们每天都在跟钱打交道。
But have we thought about how well we know about money?
但我们是否思考过我们对于金钱到底知道多少呢？
How well we take control of money?
我们对于金钱的管理有多好呢？
The Apostle Paul in the passage we just read tells us how we should deal with money.
刚才在我们所读的经文里，使徒保罗告诉我们，我们应该如何控制管理金钱。
The money that he refers to in this passage is not exactly the money notes or gold coins in our pocket, but wealth.
在这段经文里面，他所讲的金钱并不只是指我们钱包里面的纸币或者是硬币，更多的指的是财富。
So when we come across the term money in this sermon, it usually refers to wealth.
所以在我们今天的讲道里面，我们每次说到金钱，我们更多的指向的是财富。
Paul gives us three advices regarding money or wealth.
保罗在金钱或者说财富方面给了我们三条建议。
The first one, don't fall in love with money.
第一，不要贪恋钱财。
第二，Number two, live a stress-free life.
第二点，要把压力从自己的生命中除去。
Number three, make your best investment.
第三，要做最好的投资。
Before we start talking about what Paul has taught us, I want to address some structural and background issues.
在我们具体来讨论保罗给我们的建议之前呢，我想要先讲一讲在这里的一个结构性的和背景性的信息。
The message we just read can be divided into three parts.
我们刚才所读的信息可以被分成三个部分。
The first one is from verse 2b to verse 10, where Paul launches his final attack on the false teachers in Ephesus.
第一部分呢，就是保罗对于以弗所教会的假教师进行了一些驳斥。
The second part is from verse 11 to 16, which is Paul's encouragement to Timothy.
第二部分是11节到16节，是保罗对于提摩太的鼓励。
Number three, from verse 17 to 19, Paul addresses the rich people of the Ephesians church.
最后一个部分是17到19节，保罗对于以弗所教会里面的富有的人进行了讲论。
Today I will only focus on the first and the third parts of this passage.
今天我将注意力集中在第一部分和第三部分。
From this structure, we find that Paul's teaching on money, apart from that to the rich, is mainly embedded in his attack on the false teachers.
我们从这个结构可以看出来，保罗的讲论除了是说对于以弗所教会的富人的讲论那一部分之外，其他的部分都涵盖在他对于假教师的抨击方面，假教师的驳斥方面。
Thus, we should be careful in elaborating and applying Paul's teaching.
所以我们在分析和应用保罗的教导的时候，一定要很谨慎。
For instance, while Paul says in verse 10 that some people eager for money.
例如在第十节的时候，保罗说有些人贪恋钱财。
And that some people refers to false teachers.
在这里指的有些人是说那些假教师。
Therefore, when we interpret his sayings, we should be cautious and not to overinterpret it.
所以在当我们分析解释保罗的教导的时候，我们不能把太多自己的东西解读进去。
Moreover, Paul seems to state his ideas on money matters without presenting his arguments.
另外，似乎我们可以看出保罗在讲到自己的这些关于金钱方面的教导的时候，并没有举出相应的论据来。
There are two possible reasons for this.
这里可能有两种可能的原因。
Firstly, they are considered common sense because contemporary philosophers had similar sayings that people are familiar with.
第一种原因就是说，因为这方面的教导可以说是一种常识性的信息，很多当时的哲学家有类似的教导，人们已经非常熟悉了。
Secondly, Paul's ideas are built upon Jesus' teaching.
第二点呢，就是保罗的这些教导是建立在耶稣的教导基础之上的。
Therefore, he does not consider it necessary to state his arguments to substantiate his conclusion.
因此，保罗就认为他不需要再把他的论据再说一遍，才能支持自己的结论。
Now let us turn to the first advice.
那我们现在来先讲一下第一部分吧。
Number one, don't fall in love with money.
第一点，不要贪恋钱财。
Paul's teaching on money starts with describing the character's traits of the false teachers.
保罗一开始开篇讲的就是他讲的是他对于那些假教师的驳斥。
And their motivation to be godly is tainted by their desire for money. Yeah.
这些假教师呢，他们心里面想要进钱，但他们想要进钱的这种心，却被他们想要获利。的这种企图所污染。
In fact, Paul compares the false teachers' love of friction or speculations to the uncertainty of money.
事实上呢，保罗在这里说这些假教师他们贪爱争论，这种争论是很没有
基础的，
是很没有基础的。就像他们贪恋钱财，钱财也是无定的。
He considers money craving comes from stupidity and evil suspicions that trapped the false teachers.
保罗认为，这种对钱财的贪恋是由愚蠢带来的，并且是由这种愚妄的怀疑带来的。
Money itself is not evil.
金钱本身呢，它并不是罪恶的。
It is a gift because it is a gift from God.
因为它是从神而来的。
However,To make good use of money or enjoy the benefit generated by money is one thing. To love money is another.
然而，使用钱财或者说享受钱财带来的好处是一回事儿，真正的爱钱财却是另外一回事情。
Paul highlights three reasons that we should not fall in love with money.
保罗列举出了三条原因，告诉我们我们不应该贪恋钱财。
Firstly, money is uncertain.
第一，钱财是无定的。
Secondly, love of money will lead us into temptations and traps.
第二，贪恋钱财会把我们引入试探和网罗。
Thirdly, love of money will plunge people into ruin and destructions, and the result is pain.
第三点，贪恋钱财会把人带入毁灭，带入灭亡，最后它的结局是非常痛苦的。
Due to these reasons, Paul warns us not to be eager for money.
因为这些原因，保罗希望我们不要成为贪恋钱财的人。
People who are eager for money are interested in making profit so that their money or wealth will grow bigger and bigger.
贪恋钱财人特别热切于赚钱，这样他们的钱财财富就会越来越多。
In order to make his readers more alert, Paul makes a pun or a wordplay in verses 5 and 9.
为了让读者更加警觉，保罗在第五节和第九节的时候使用了双关语这种修辞。
Paul makes a pun, he uses profit or gain and in temptation as a pun because these two words in Greek sound closely.
他使用获益和试探做了一个双关语，因为这两个词呢在希腊语里面读音非常的相近。
Just like gain and pain in English.
就像我们在英语里面说 pain and gain 就是付出和收获，这两个词听起来很像。
In other words, Paul warns us that those who are eager for the gain or profit of money will face the pain of temptation.
换句话说，保罗告诉我们，那些特别贪恋钱财的人，最终将会获得试探的这种痛苦。
Have you heard about Ponzi scheme?
大家有没有听过庞氏骗局呢？
Ponzi scheme is named after Charles Ponzi, who was the first one using certain techniques.To deceive others in the 1920s.
在上个世纪二十年代，庞氏骗局这个词获名于查理斯庞氏，他是第一个使用这种方法来骗人的。
The operator of Ponzi scheme generates returns for older investors through investment paid by new investors.
庞氏骗局的这种操纵者呢，他们通过新的投资者投进来的钱来为老的投资者获利。
Rather than legitimate business activities.
这种获利方法并不是通过正常的合理的商业行为来产生的。
Companies that engage in Ponzi scheme focus all their energy into attracting new clients to invest.
使用庞氏骗局的这些公司呢，他们会把自己所有的精力都用在吸引新的投资者进来。
So they can continue to provide sound returns to all investors.
这样他们就可以为老的投资者提供长期的稳定的收益。
Usually, they promise the victims an exceptionally high and consistent short-term returns of their investments.
通常他们会对这些受害者进行很多的承诺他们非常高的收益，非常稳定的收益。
还有就是短期的收益。
并且是短期的收益。
Oh, sorry. Okay. Out of the eagerness to make more money and get rich, this promise will blind people's eyes and have them trapped in this fraudulent investment.
由于人们呢特别的想要发财致富，所以这种承诺就蒙蔽了人的双眼，并且让人进入了网络。
Ponzi scheme has many different forms and appeals.
庞氏骗局呢，它有不同的形式，也有不同的诱饵。
Sometimes they will package the fraud with noble cause.
有的时候，这种欺诈却会被冠以一个非常高尚的名义。
In fact, I know a devoted Christian lady who was trapped and lost most of her savings.
事实上呢，我认识一个非常敬虔的基督徒女性，她在此失去了很多的她大部分的储蓄。
She was approached by a certain investment company claimed to be operated by Christians.
有一个公司自称是由基督徒来组织的。这个公司呢，他接近了这位基督徒女性。
They promised her an abnormally high and consistent return.
这个公司许诺给这位姐妹非常高的长期的收益。
And persuade her to continue to invest.
并且这个鼓动他不停地往里面投钱
，so that she could be benefited from the high return of money。
这样的话，就说他就可以得到很多收益。
And at the same time, she can use part of the profits to fund overseas mission works and help pastors who were in financial need。
同时呢，她可以，这位女士可以使用这些很高的收益来去资助、帮助那些海外的事工，或者是帮助有需要的牧师。
She was so thrilled by this idea and put most of her saving in this investment.
这位女士喜出望外，把她大部分的储蓄都放在了这个投资里面。
The story ended up with a big loss of money, and it took a very long time.For her to recover the loss.
故事的结尾就是这个女士失去了很多的钱，并且花了很长很长的时间才追回她的这些损失。
Yes, we have an idiom saying that no pain, no gain.
是的，我们有这样一句俗语说，没有投入就没有获得。
However, we should take note of Paul's warning.
但我们应该注意保罗给我们的警示。
To fall in love with money, the gain you get would be pain in temptations.
如果贪恋钱财的话，最终获得的就是在试探之中的痛苦。
And eventually it could end up in destructions and ruins.
并且最后带来的可能就是堕落和毁灭。
Point number two, live a stress-free life.
我们讲一下第二点，我们要过一个没有压力的生活。
In today's passage, while the false teachers consider utilizing godliness as a means to gain financial benefit,
在这篇里面讲到，那些假教师认为要把敬虔作为得利益的门路。
Paul encourages Timothy and all who follow sound doctrines to do otherwise by pursuing another kind of godliness.
与此相反的是，保罗对提摩太和那些追求纯正教导的信徒有另外一个截然相反的建议。
That is contentment.
那就是知足的心。
Contentment is a genuine gain compared with financial gain.
与金钱上的获利相比，知足的心呢，它才是一个真正的利益。
What is contentment?
什么是知足？
How can we be contented?
我们如何成为知足的人？
Firstly, to be contented, we should admit that money is a gift from God.
首先，我们要成为知足的人，就要知道财富是神所赐的礼物。
The idea that money is a gift reminds us that we are only receivers.
如果我们知道钱是神所赐的，那么我们就知道自己实际上只是接受的一方。
Although we always say that our money is hard-earned money,
虽然我们常常说我们的钱是我们自己辛苦挣得的血汗钱。
The ability, health, and stable environment to earn this money is not achieved by our effort, but a gift from God.
但是赚钱的能力，我们的健康以及赚钱的稳定的环境，却不是我们自己能取得的，是从神而来的。
As a gift,We know that we should be grateful and should not take things for granted.
既然这些是礼物，那么我们就不应该对此觉得是理所应当的。
Simply because nobody is obliged to give us gift.
因为没有任何人有义务来送我们礼物。
When we recognize that money is a gift, we should be contented with what we have.
当我们意识到钱是神所赐的礼物的话，那我们就应该满足于我们已有的东西。
Secondly, Paul says that money is given by God for our enjoyment.
第二点，保罗说，神赐钱财给我们是为了我们的享受。
As a gift,
作为一个礼物，
we know that our responsibility is to enjoy rather than being enslaved by the gift.
面对这个礼物，我们知道我们自己的责任是享受它，而不是成为它的奴隶。
Have you all tried the all-you-can-eat dinner?
大家都吃过自助餐吧？
You know, the all-you-can-eat gimmick appeals to diners who want varieties in food and can eat as much as he can.
对于那些想要各种各样食物并且能吃多少就吃多少的这种进餐者来说，这自助餐是特别有吸引力的。
I think trying different kinds of food in our capacity is an enjoyment.
如果就我们胃容量来说，尝试各种各样的食物，其实是一件很享受的事情。
However, if we are enslaved by the idea that we have to eat all,
但如果我们认为自己不得不把所有东西都吃掉的话，
in order to make it worth the money we pay for,
这样才可以把自己花的钱才能吃回来。
I think we will have a very hard time afterwards.
那么我想我们在吃完饭以后会很痛苦。
Because our stomach cannot cope with it.
因为我们的胃消化不了那么多食物。
All you can eat does not follow that you have to eat all.
自助餐说你什么都可以吃，并不意味着你什么都要吃。
吃完所有的，
并不是说你要吃完所有东西。
Thirdly,
第三点，
In order to be contented, Paul advises to differentiate need from want.
第三点，如果保罗说我们为了要成为知足的人，我们需要做一个区别。
就是把那个需要，
我们需要把自己的需要和自己的私欲做出相应的差别。
He says in verse 8, be contented with food and clothing.
他说我们要为有衣有食而知足。
Food and clothing are something we need for living and God will take care of this.
吃的和穿的都是我们生活之中需要的，神自然会供应。
This is indeed the promise of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount.
事实上耶稣在登山宝训的时候对这个已经给我们了应许。
What is contentment?
什么是知足呢？
To me, contentment means I am satisfied with what I have and I want no more.
知足是什么意思呢？知足就是说我对我已有的东西表示满足，我并不需要更多了。
We may have heard of the economic concept of marginal utility.
我们可能听过一个经济学的概念叫做边际效益。
Contentment is similar to the state of equilibrium of utility.
知足就类似于边际就类似于经利益上
的
平衡点。
Upon less than the equilibrium, your satisfaction is not met.
如果我们的平衡点还没有达到的话，那么我们还没有得到满足。
But upon more, the marginal utility is over, and satisfaction is in surplus and becoming a waste.
那么如果我们在平衡点的外侧呢，那么我们最后得到的这种过多的满足就会成为一种浪费。
In fact,Contentment has nothing to do with want and possession.
事实上，知足与我们的私欲，并且我们的所有的东西，并没有什么关系。
Although we are poor in wealth, we can be rich when we are contented and want no more.
即使我们在财富上面并不是很富有，但是如果我们不需要更多的话，我们也可以感觉很知足。
Although we are rich in wealth, we are poor when we are not contented with what we have.
即使我们在金钱上面很富有，但是我们对于自己所有的并不感到满足，我们也会很贫穷。
Contentment is attitude related.
知足是一个态度上面的，态度方面的事情。
To be contented, Paul suggests us to control our want.
为了知足，保罗建议我们来好好的管理自己的私欲，自己的需求。
And believe our need will be taken care of by God.
保罗建议我们相信我们的需要会被神所供应。
To be contented is to live a stress-free life.
知足的生活就是一个没有压力的生活。
对不起，我看是另外的一个，是 OK。Okay. Many people may get very anxious about the price rising trend of the property market in Melbourne.
在墨尔本，很多人对于房市的价格起落会非常的紧张。
They are afraid of lagging behind that they will not get a shelter when they want to.
他们很怕落后于这个市场，就怕自己在想要买房的时候却买不了。
Yes, this should be a concern both to the government and to individuals.
的确，对于政府和对于个人来说，这都是一个需要谨慎的问题。
However, a coin has two sides.
但是每个硬币都有两面。
Buying a property is indeed buying in a liability.
买入一个房产，事实上正是买入一个负债。
It takes us 20 to 30 years to pay off the mortgage.
我们需要花20到30年才能够偿清我们的债务。
In other words, in 20 to 30 years, we will be tied down by this debt, and this financial stress will forbid us to dream for something else.
换言之，未来的20到30年里面，我们因为有这样的债务，就会被捆绑，很难去追求一些我们其他的一些梦想。
That something else may mean a lot to us.
而这些事情呢，这些梦想可能是对我们更有价值的。
Sometimes the Australian dream is an iconic utopia, forcing us to follow, and it can be very stressful.
有的时候，这个澳大利亚梦就像是一个对我们的一个很大的压力，让我们不得不去追求这样一个难以达到的乌托邦的境界。
I understand that there are different opinions towards this issue, and I do not want to start a debate here.
当然，我知道在座的可能对这个问题有其他不同的看法，我在这里不想跟大家有任何的争论。
This is only an illustration for us to understand how stressful life can be.
我只是想在这里引用这个作为一个例子，告诉大家，一个有压力的生活可能是什么样子的状态。
To Paul,Contentment is being rich in this world, not in terms of possession or satisfying our needs, our wants. Sorry.
对于保罗来说，富足呢，并不仅仅只是说在今世的财富上很有钱财，也并不是只是说满足自己的私欲。
Contentment is trust in God's providence.
知足是要相信依靠神的供应。
Contentment is to live richly in this age, not in money terms, but in satisfaction and relatively stress-free life.
在过着富足的生活，并不只是说在钱财上面过富足的生活，更是说在这个今生的这个世界上过着一个相对来说压力比较小的生活。
Point number three.
第三点，
Make your best investment.
你要做出最好的投资。
After talking about the general issues of money or wealth, Paul then turns to addressing the rich people in the Ephesian church.
保罗一开始讲的是关于财富的共性的问题，之后呢，保罗又转而来对以弗所教会的那些富足人进行了一些讲论。
He encourages this group of people make good use of their money.
他鼓励这些富足人能够好好使用自己的钱财。
Firstly, Paul reminds the rich in the church not to put their trust in wealth.
首先，保罗提醒这些教会的富足人不要依靠自己的钱财。
Because it is uncertain and should not be the basis of hope.
因为钱财是无定的，不应该成为盼望的基础。
Why is wealth uncertain?
为什么钱财是无定的呢？
Although in Chinese we have a proverb that says wealth never survives three generations.
在我们中文里面有一句俗语说富不过三代。
Some economists refuted this saying by examining historical records in Europe.
但是有一些经济学家研究了欧洲的一些经济史，然后他们对这个观点进行了驳斥。
They found that some families have been rich for more than 500 years. 500 years.
这些经济学家们发现，有一些家族呢，他们能够整整富足500年。
Then, is Paul's common sense incorrect?
那难道是说保罗在这里的常识并不正确吗？
Or we have some other explanation over this?
还是说在这里另有其他原因？
I think The reason that Paul considers wealth uncertain is that money is meant for this present world, as says in verse 17.
我认为保罗在这里说财富是无定的，是因为在就像在十七节里面所说的，财富对于只是在这个今世是有用的。
It has no effect on the coming age, says in verse 19.
在十九节里讲，钱财对于将来要到的将来的世代是没有意义的。
Since this world and its things will somehow expire,
因为这个世界和其中的一切都将过去。
It is therefore uncertain and not everlasting.
因此，钱财是无定的，并且不是永存的。
Yes, we can establish a trust to make our wealth to continuously pass on to our next generation.
没错，我们的确可以设立一些基金或者信托，让我们的财富可以传递到下一代。
And the next.
甚至传到下一代的下一代。
Just like some rich families in Florence, Italy, their wealth passed on for more than 500 to 600 years.
就像在意大利佛罗伦萨的一些家族，他们的财富呢，就是一直延续了600年。
However, money cannot survive in the age to come.
但是金钱却在将来没有办法继续的延续下去。
Paul then sees it as uncertain.
因此保罗认为金钱是无定的。
Secondly,
第二点，
If we should not put our trust in our wealth, where or what should we invest in?
如果我们不应该依靠我们的钱财，那么我们应该如何来做自己的投资呢？
Paul advises us to invest in eternal life.
保罗建议我们投资于永生。
The coming age in verse 19 is a phrase in opposition to the present world in verse 17.
第十九节里讲的将来与第十七节里讲的今世是一个对应的关系。
Therefore, the firm foundation of the coming age that leads to the true life refers to the eternal life.
因此我对将来的那个对将来的基础指的就是说永生。
In other words, money will expire.
换言之金钱呢它会过期会作废。
It may only give us pleasure in this world.
金钱只能给我们今世一些欢愉。
But has no effect on eternity.
但是它对于永恒来说是没有意义的。
Unless we know how to make good use of our money to something everlasting.
除非是说我们知道如何来使用我们的金钱来做出一些有永恒意义的事情。
Finally, in verse 18, Paul urges the rich to do good, to be rich in good deeds, to share generously with others.
另外在第十八节里面，保罗敦促那些富足人要做善事，要在善行上富足，并且要乐于施舍给人。
To do, to be, to share are three infinitives grammatically dependent on urge in verse 17.
保罗在第十七节里面讲的是他要鼓励这些富人做的三件事情是要知足，要在善事上
富足， to do, to be,
要成为什么样的人，要做什么样的事，这是三个联系在敦促方面的，有三个不定式，就是说保罗给了这些富足人三个命令。
In other words, Paul sees this as important behavior that rich people should conduct their lives.
换言之，保罗认为这三点都是富足人应该在生命之中行出来的事情。
Besides, among these three infinitives, we can see a progression in meaning.
另外，在这三个不定式、这三个要求之中，我们可以看到保罗的意思是递进的。
Paul begins with a general call to do good.
保罗一开始给大家一个比较共性的呼召，就是说要行善事。
Then he moves on to a more specific, be rich in good deeds.
之后保罗的要求更加的具体，是说要在善事上富足。
He then defines the good deed as sharing generously with others.
第三呢，他把这个善事的意思说得更加详细，就是说要乐于施舍。
翻译得非常好。
谢谢。
In other words, the best investment which can establish a firm foundation is to share generously.
因此要为未来做良好的基础，方法就是说我们要乐于分享。
Sharing generously can be sharing with those in need.
我们乐于分享，乐于施舍，可能是为那些有需要的人进行施舍。
Sharing generously can be making offering to God until it hurts.
乐于施舍另外一种表现就是向神奉献直至成伤。
Sharing generously can be providing emotional supports to those who are in stress.
乐于施舍还有一种形式就是说对那些在精神上受到创伤的人进行精神上的帮助，感情上的帮助。
The motivation for us to share generously is believing that wealth is a gift from God, and it is only a temporary possession to us.
我们为什么能够做到乐于施舍？因为我们相信钱是从神赐来的，并且我们只是暂时的拥有它。
The best use of this temporary possession is to share with others.
使用这种暂时拥有的所有。使用这种暂时拥有的钱财最好的方式就是与他人慷慨的分享。
So that we can establish a firm foundation of eternal life.
这样我们就可以为永生建立坚实的基础。
In saying that, it does not imply that money can buy us eternal life.
我这样说并不是意味着我告诉大家金钱可以买来永生。
To share generously is based on our belief in God's providence.
乐于施舍是因为我们相信神充足的供应。
In other words, sharing is a deed generated by faith, which reflects that we are true believers.
换句话说，我们能够施舍源于我们的信心，我们的信心能够表现出我们是真正的真正的信徒。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，We are true believers, aren't we?
我们是真的信仰耶稣的，对吗？
Let us demonstrate this good deed by sharing generous with others.
让我们用乐于施舍来表现出我们是真正的信徒。
Let us recap what I have shared this morning to conclude my sermon.
我下面要讲简单的总结一下我早上所讲的信息，来作为今天讲到的结束。
According to Paul, the best way to deal with money is.
保罗说，处理管理财富最好的方法是。
Number one, don't fall in love with money.
第一，不要贪恋钱财。
Number two, live a stress-free life.
第二，要过一个没有金钱压力的生活。
Number three, make your best investment.
第三，要做出你最好的投资。
I think Paul's advices are something we should listen to so that we know how to utilize money but not enslaved by it.
我认为我们都应该听从保罗的教训，因为他这样，我们如果这样做的话，就可以能够好好的使用金钱，而不成为金钱的奴役。
Okay, let us pray together now.
现在我们低头祷告。
Our God, the Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit guides us in understanding your teaching and empower us to live accordingly. Give us the wisdom to deal with money and know how to invest our wealth, health, knowledge, capacity, and also our time. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.